this is a wonderful honor for me to gain the endorsement of Claire McCaskill. Claire and I have known each other since she was first recruited to run for the Senate. People in Washington recognize her extraordinary talent as somebody who has been on the front lines of so many important issues at the state level. She brought her skills as a prosecutor, as an auditor, somebody who understood the importance of a government that operates based on common sense and not ideology, who was consistently thinking about how to make the lives of her constituents better, whether it was enforcing the laws of Missouri or making sure that the budget and government spend its money properly. She has always done outstanding work, and not surprisingly, she proved to be an extraordinary candidate for the Senate and has proved to be an extraordinary senator. I have had the pleasure of working with her on such critical issues as veterans' benefits, something that is near and dear to her heart. She has consistently stood for working families in Missouri and their needs for good-paying jobs, schools that work, sorts of foreign policy approaches that would make us safer but would also maintain our standing in the world. And so to have her endorsement at this time is just a terrific honor. And I'm very grateful to Claire for stepping up in this way. So with that, what I'd like to do is just turn it over to Claire, and then we'll open it up for questions.
Thank you, Barack. You know, I haven't been in Washington for a really long time, but you don't have to be there very long at all to realize it's broken. I have been frustrated and disappointed, and sometimes actually depressed, over the inability of people in Washington to talk with each other about public policy and not just focus on partisan politics. I have kind of staked a tent in the middle ground, and with some frequency, I ran into Barack Obama there. And as I worked with him, trying to find a way to get past the partisan food fight, I realized that this was an extraordinary leader. Now, a lot of people talk about his ability to give a great speech, and there's no question that he is truly gifted by God with an ability to speak to people in a way that touches them. But for me, that is the whipped cream and the cherry. For me, this is a man who has incredible intellectual heft, a very smart guy with a wise soul who is not afraid to figure out a new and different way to tackle problems. And really, I honestly believe that only once in a generation does a leader come along that has that particular gift. And I think that it would be a terrible disappointment to our country if we didn't grab this opportunity right now. I get the fierce urgency of now. I feel it in my bones. And I believe this is an extraordinary man at an extraordinary time in history, and we must take advantage of his gifts for the benefit of our country and the benefit of the world. This is not an easy decision for me. And I know I share Barack Obama's feeling about this. I have deep respect for Hillary Clinton. She is a smart woman. She is a strong leader. But at this moment in history, it is very important that we look forward with a kind of optimism and hope that we've not been able to gin up in this country for a while. And that's why at the fierce urging of my 18-year-old daughter, I could not sit in the bleachers any longer. I felt like I needed to get down on the field fighting for what I think is so important to our country. He is someone, and I can give examples of how he has brought people together in Washington in a way that is unlikely, by being smart and strategic, but never, ever abandoning his principles and never resorting to winning by making the other guy look bad. And I know he's had a lot of pressure in this campaign to try to win by making the other guy look bad, and he has resisted all of that pressure, and it is considerable, and run this campaign in a way that reflects who he is. And that's the kind of president he'll be. He will make decisions based on the things he thinks are important, not what his consultants and what the wise old naysayers in Washington say. And frankly, if he were to wait and run later, I don't know that he would be capable of the kind of boldness and the kind of willingness to step places that haven't been stepped before. I think it's important that he is where he is in his career to take on this important responsibility. And so that's why I am lending my endorsement and will work as hard as I can in the next few weeks, hopefully so that the people of Missouri will vote for Barack Obama in our very important primary race on February 5th. And I'm happy to answer any questions.
Great. Ben, why don't we open it up for questions?
Thank you. The question and answer session will be conducted electronically. To ask a question, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad at this time. We'll take your questions in the order that you signal us, and we will take as many questions as news outlet when you pose your question. We'll take our first question.
Senator, what role will you have in the campaign? Anything specific, any titles, and what impact do you hope to have, especially as a woman? Do you feel like you might be able to persuade Missouri women to vote for the senator, Senator Obama?
Well, I don't presume that I would have any impact on anyone. I just know that every single person needs to do all they can to work for the things they believe in, and I believe in him. And I think that it's incumbent on me then and to use every ability I have to convince others. I have no idea if this will have any impact in Missouri, and Missourians are a very independent lot. They are willing to look beyond party and vote based on the person. They have done it many, many times, particularly in presidential politics. We have a huge number of independent voters and swing voters in our state, and I think they're going to make their own judgment. But I want to do what I can. I don't know that I have a title, don't need a title. I will be working around the state of Missouri talking about what I know about Barack Obama. I think the problem for candidates for president so often is they get reduced to a one-dimensional character because of the media coverage, and there's no way that Barack can spend the kind of time in Missouri that he needs to spend in order to have the people of Missouri get to know him. So what I want to try to do is make sure the people of Missouri know him the way I know him, and they would be, I think, very comforted by my working relationship with him, and I think they would realize, if they were in my shoes, that he is ready and capable of being one of the greatest presidents our country's ever had.
And we'll now take our next question. Please remember to state your name and news outlet.
Senator McCaskill, good morning. It's Paul Shankman at Fox 2 in St. Louis. Could you just talk a little bit more about why you prefer Senator Obama to Senator Clinton, and why you've decided to announce now instead of after the primary?
Well, I think I've kind of delineated why I think he is important at this moment in our history. I think that there is our enemy is cynicism. Our enemy is people losing faith that anybody in Washington can ever fix anything. Our enemy is people believing that all politicians are the same, that it's all about making the other guy look bad and figuring out a way to win an election. This is a gust of fresh air, Barack Obama. He is different. He is not like most of the politicians in Washington. And I think that that is what motivates me to step forward at this moment and try to do everything I can to help.
And we'll take our next question.
Hi, good morning, Senators. It's Jessica Yellen calling from CNN. And my question is for Senator Obama. Sir, this morning, Senator Clinton on Meet the Press said that your campaign has actually distorted what she said about Martin Luther King, and amid all this talk of not running typical campaigns, et cetera. I'm wondering if you would respond to that, and also your reaction to her comments about King and Lyndon Johnson. Did you take offense?
Well, you know, this is, you know, fascinating to me. I mean, I think what we saw this morning was why, you know, the American people are tired of watching them politicians and the games they play. Look, Senator Clinton made an unfortunate remark, an ill-advised remark about King and Lyndon Johnson. I didn't make the statement. I haven't remarked on it, and she, I think, offended some folks who felt that it somehow diminished King's role in bringing about the Civil Rights Act. She is free to explain that, but the notion that somehow this is our doing is ludicrous. Now, I have to point out that instead of telling the American people about her positive vision for America, you know, Senator Clinton spent an hour talking about me and my record in a way that was flat-out wrong. She suggested that I didn't clearly and unambiguously oppose the war in Iraq when it's absolutely clear, and anybody who's followed this knows that I did. I stood up against the war when she was voting for it at a time that she didn't read the intelligence reports or give diplomacy a chance. She belittled the most sweeping ethics reform since Watergate, despite the fact that she stood on the sidelines during that the negotiations on that bill. And, you know, I have to say, you know, she started this campaign saying that she wanted to make history, and lately she's been spending a lot of time rewriting it. And I know that in Washington it's acceptable to say or do anything it takes to get elected, but I really don't think that's the kind of politics that's good for our party. I don't think it's good for our country. And I think that the American people are going to reject it in this election. You know, what I want to do is spend time talking about how are we going to make sure that people who are losing their jobs get work. How are we going to make sure that our young people can afford college? How can we make sure that the subprime lending crisis does not lead to an all-out recession? How are we going to create the kind of foreign policy that allows us to bring our troops home and makes us safer and goes after a genuine terrorist threat? Those are the issues that we're going to be spending time talking about during this campaign. And if Senator Clinton wants to be distracted by you know, the sorts of political point scoring that was evident today, then that's going to be her prerogative.
Let me speak briefly to Barack's role with the ethics legislation, because I had a front row seat. Before I went to Washington as a freshman senator, I got a call that Senator Obama wanted to have a conference call with all the freshman senators. And, of course, we all, of course, did that, and we all got on the phone with Senator Obama. And he was calling to ask us to help him on the ethics legislation. And he warned us that when we got to Washington, there would be some of the more senior members of the Senate that would act like they wanted to pass the ethics legislation, but he explained to us that they really wouldn't want to pass it and that it was going to take a lot of pushing and pulling to get this ethics legislation done, and that the freshman class was going to be essential in that. And he recruited us to be monolithic in our support of the provisions that he was pushing. I frankly thought he was exaggerating at the time. I hadn't obviously taken my seat in the Senate yet. I got to the Senate, and as it turned out, he was right. There was a lot of wink, wink, nod, nod going on around the floor on some of the provisions of the bill, most notably the idea that senators could take corporate airplanes anywhere they wanted in the country for pennies on the dollar. And I watched as these more senior senators tried to maneuver and keep that provision out of the bill. And I watched Barack Obama stand in the well and refuse to kind of back off on that. And we helped, but we did so because he prepared us and he urged us to back his position for real ethics reform. Was the bill perfect? No, it wasn't. Can we do more? Of course we can, and of course we want to. And I know that as president, Barack will help us set a standard for ethics in Washington that will bring a new day. But to belittle that legislation, it really is not appropriate, because it was substantial, it was real, and it was hard-fought, and Barack Obama was at the fulcrum and was the one actually carrying the load to get it across the finish line.
We have time for one final question.
And we'll take our next question.
Jason Rosenbaum of the Columbia Daily Tribune in Columbia, Missouri. Senator McCaskill, how much did groups such as Emily's List, which supported you but is now supporting Hillary Clinton, have an effect on you initially not endorsing anybody? And for Senator Obama, do you plan on visiting Missouri before Super Tuesday?
Well, of course he's going to be here for Super Tuesday, right?
I'll take it first, and I'll let Claire speak to whatever pressure she was under. Missouri is a sister state. We share a border, we share media markets. When I'm in the Metro East area, I have consistently had the pleasure of getting to know the people of Missouri, and seen how much they have in common with the people of Illinois. I am looking forward to getting to Missouri before February 5th. It's a critical state, and we think that we can do very well there with the help of people like Claire, who has enormous credibility. I know, she was exhibiting characteristic humility earlier on when she said she didn't know how much she would help. The fact is that she's a wonderful messenger for our agenda of change, of bringing people together, of telling the American people in straightforward and clear terms what we need to do to help improve our schools, help improve our economy, and make sure that we are dealing with issues like energy independence in a bold and serious way. I'm thrilled to have her. I'm looking forward to stumping with her. And I'm very grateful for her support.
Jason, I think the Missouri press on the line would think something was wrong with me if I wasn't candid and honest with you. This has not been an easy decision for me because of so many women across the country and in Missouri who are strong supporters of Hillary Clinton. And that did make it harder. A lot of people who have helped me for many, many years are backing Senator Clinton in this election, and I respect their decision. I've had conversations with a lot of them, leaders of national organizations and others about this decision. I hope they respect my decision. It's one that I have obviously thought about a great deal. I feel very strongly about it, and I think their candidate is right for them this time. Barack Obama is, I believe, the right candidate for the country at this time, and so I think we're all still friends, and I think we will all still work together for the things we believe in. And I believe that everyone will unite behind our nominee, which I hope and pray will be Barack Obama, and we'll win an election in November that will change history and change our standing in the world almost instantaneously.
Thanks, Senator, and thanks, everyone, for taking the time to join today's call.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you so much. Claire, thank you. Thanks to the family.
Okay, and you keep getting some rest, Barack. I don't want to see you tired anymore.
All right.
All right.
Talk to you soon. Bye-bye.
Bye.